From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. Interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley is looking into newly released video involving suspended MU communications professor Melissa Click. The Columbia, Missourian released police body camera footage Saturday from the 2015 MU homecoming parade on October 9th. The video shows Click linking arms with members of the group Concerned Student 1950 as they blocked then-UM System President Tim Wolf's parade car. Later in the video, Click is shown confronting police officers, pushing them away, and shouting an expletive at one of them. Chancellor Foley issued a statement Sunday saying Click's, quote, conduct and behavior are appalling, and I am not only disappointed, I am angry that a member of our faculty acted this way, end quote. The UM Board of Curators suspended Click with pay last month as they investigated her actions in the incident involving her November confrontation with students trying to record demonstrators following Wolf's resignation. City regulators are trying to persuade Missouri lawmakers not to replace local regulations governing ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. Those two businesses have endorsed legislation in the House that would replace stricter rules in Columbia, St. Louis, and Kansas City with statewide regulations. Jim Reddy is the manager of Kansas City's Regulated Industries Division. He says it's important for regulations to address each city's specific needs. The St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission has already sued Uber over allegations the company's drivers are not complying with the city's licensing rules. Regulators say those rules are for public safety. Missouri high school students may soon be required to pass a civics test similar to a citizenship test in order to graduate. House Bill 1646 would establish the Missouri Civics Initiative. The bill needs one more read-through and a vote before going to the Missouri Senate. The state already requires a course in government to graduate. However, Representative Kathy Swan says the purpose of the bill is consistency in testing by school districts across the state.
We do not know for sure if all of those questions are being included. The only way that we can assure that they will be included is to have this bill.
Phil Lewis is the executive director of the Missouri Association of Secondary School Principals. He says the civics test needs to be based around understanding instead of memorization. He also says it would be an unnecessary addition to what's already in place. MU officials say they're looking into whether a graduate student employee union would be legal. Interim President Mike Middleton said in a release Wednesday that the university is seeking to determine if it's legal for graduate students to organize. He says there's no legal precedent in current Missouri law. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the graduate employee rights movement began after officials at the Columbia campus announced last August the university would immediately stop paying graduate students health insurance premiums because of possible penalties stemming from provisions of the 2010 Affordable Care Act. The university later reversed its decision. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.